headlines. A community-run kindergarten in Brisbane's north side has been left in a crisis after staff and committee members left the facility in recent weeks. The Craigsley Community Kindergarten in Chermside West is solely community-run, with its governing body, C&K, stating that the facility is quote-unquote operated by a volunteer management committee consisting of parents and community members. However, it has been confirmed that parents and staff had raised concerns about an apparent shortage of volunteer members for the managing committee. C&K have also confirmed that they are investigating claims of a parent running the kindergarten on his own. Multiple parents have said that they now refuse to send their children to the kindy out of concern relating to the management and the unfamiliarity of temporary staff.
The Bridge to Brisbane is set to take place this Sunday and will see 35,000 participants take to the streets of Brisbane. It will be the highest turnout for the event in its 29-year history. Runners can walk, run, or jog through a 5-kilometre or 10-kilometre course, ending up at the Brisbane Showgrounds Finish Village. The event has raised hundreds of thousands of dollars for local charities, frontlined by Team Transurban. The team have raised over $1.7 million for the Ronald McDonald House charities in the past 10 years. Participants will set off on their 10-kilometre run from 6 a.m. with the 5-kilometre race starting from 10 a.m. Sunday Mail editor Melanie Pilling said, quote, "It's one of the city's most loved and enduring community events. It inspires an incredible sense of camaraderie on the course and in our communities while helping to raise funds for more than 300 charities and community groups across Queensland."
And in national news, the university sector is in crisis as over 3,500 staff nationwide have lost their jobs this year. The turmoil has brought tensions between teaching unions and university management to the forefront. President of the National Tertiary Education Union, Alison Barnes, has stated the job losses are a product of poor management, noting the exceedingly excessive executive remuneration received by some universities. Griffith University Vice Chancellor and Chair of Universities Australia, Professor Carolyn Evans, rejected the suggestion that university management was at fault, stating, quote, "I think it's really quite extraordinary that the NTEU is not recognising the genuinely difficult circumstances that universities find themselves in." Professor Evans said that instead a variety of factors had impacted the sector, including dwindling numbers of international students, poor domestic enrolments, and chronic research underfunding.
Victoria Police is offering a $1 million reward for information leading to the capture of fugitive Desi Freeman. Mr. Freeman is accused of shooting and killing two police officers at his property on August 26th. Detective leading Senior Constable Neil Thompson and Senior Constable Vadim Devor Hotat were killed when they attempted to execute a warrant for historical sex offences at the property in Porapunga. Police said that the reward was not an act of desperation, but hoped it would encourage people who may be helping the fugitive or have information to come forward. Criminologist and former police officer Dr. Goldsworthy said Mr. Freeman's case reflected a shift in how rewards were being used. Quote, "We used to see them offered when investigations had been frustrated, when all traditional techniques had been exhausted. They were generally for cold cases."
And in international news, British Prime Minister Keir Starmer has fired British Ambassador for the US for links to convicted child sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. In documents dating back between 2005 and 2010, Pete Mandelson sent supportive emails to Epstein, asserting his conviction was wrongful despite ongoing investigations of sexual offence. The most recent release of these documents led the British Foreign Office to direct Foreign Secretary Yvette Cooper to withdraw Lord Mandelson. Prime Minister Keir Starmer appointed Lord Mandelson to the role in December 2024 to build links with the incoming Trump administration.
For your weather today, Brisbane is brisk and breezy, though not quite like yesterday's gale. It's currently 16 degrees with an expected maximum of 24. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 7, which is in the high band. That's all for your 9 a.m. news. We'll be back at 10 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.